Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, BJ Surhoff. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Edgar Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Jackson moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Surhoff moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sheffield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Brock reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Seitzer moves to second. It's 4-2 Brewers. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Deer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz bunts towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Shumpert covering, for the out. Deer moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Deer moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Eisenreich is chasing the ball. Yount rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Kevin Appiah now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Navarro, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dale Sviam now playing second base. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vaughn. Eisenreich moves to second. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Eisenreich moves to third. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Perry reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Bill Wegman now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Shumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Appier, and towards Stillwell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Eisenreich out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell strikes out. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shumpert hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Perry scores. Shumpert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Brewers. Dan Plesac now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Sheffield. the throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Sheffield steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 4 in the game. Parker strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brock reaches second base with a double. Sheffield scores. Yount scores. It's 9-5, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.